We're doing Kitzur Shanuch Mekochayim. We're up to the sixth chapter, Halacha Gimin. We were discussing the cleanliness that is required at the time that one is going to make a blessing, learn Torah, read Shema, pray. And Rav Chaim David HaLevi tells us like this, Halacha Gimin. V'choshken shetzich lakpid al nikayon gufo atzmo. Certainly a person has to watch himself that his own body is clean. Uv'yichud nikayon pi atamad. And specifically, the aperture through which one defecates when one goes to the bathroom, so when one wipes oneself, one has to ensure that one is clean. And one is not allowed to make a blessing or learn Torah or daven when one hasn't wiped oneself sufficiently. So one has to make sure that oneself is clean. And so too his undergarments have to be clean. Person has to make sure that he's clean when he comes to daven, and he isn't going into details here. But basically, one has to be clean when one is making, one is davening, making bachot, learning Torah. Halacha dalit, b'mikreshin machala, when God forbid one is ill, she'ino yechol la'amid atzmo umtaftef menu tipot shetin. And he can't contain himself, and he dribbles. He has drops coming out of himself, and so his body isn't clean because he can't control it, he's ill. U'machalot tumot, or similar illnesses, she'en efshut l'nikayon, where it is impossible for a person to be clean. Now, technically, halachically, the moment when one is urinating, he is biblically prohibited from saying anything holy. If there's a puddle of urine, so then it's rabbinic, the prohibition of saying divrei Torah or a blessing or anything like that. If there's stool, if there's feces, human feces, so then it is also biblically prohibited from speaking or learning Torah. But the moments when he is literally urinating, those moments is biblically prohibited from learning Torah. It's not the same text what you guys have. That text is different than this. Sorry. So if someone has an illness where he can't maintain his own cleanliness, or if a person is lying in a hospital, and around him there are those pens, the bed pens, which are filthy, similar things. He should ask a rabbi, and the rabbi will guide him how to behave. And if he wants, he could also look in the full version of the Mikochaim, not the shorter version, where he goes into it. Now, sometimes a person has a catheter, and then they have a tube that leads out, and then very often the catheter leads out into a closed bottle, meaning nowadays it's very clean. It's not like it was once upon a time. Today it leads out into a closed bottle. So even though you could see the urine, but it's all enclosed. So technically, so long as the urine isn't coming out, there's for sure no problem. So the tube has urine, but it's not there. So long as urine isn't really coming out of him right now, so then it's for sure not a problem.
It's insulated.
Because it's all closed. So closed. That's why I learned this halacha in theory. And then 2 or 3 years ago, I was in the hospital next to a person who was, we knew she had a few more hours left to live. And there was a catheter, and I see the tube, and I see I'm standing right next to urine, going through the tube. So I stop. I say, okay, now am I allowed to think about the halacha, about am I allowed to daven? So I walked out of the room, and I thought for a second, and I said, no, actually, it's all in a tube. It's all enclosed. So it's not a problem. I could think halacha, talk halacha, and say tehillim next to the person who was ill. So that's not a problem. Whether the person himself could daven, whether we consider this that urine is really coming out of them or not, so that each person will ask their own rabbi, because the urine isn't really coming out. The tube is inserted all the way inside. It's coming out through that. Is that considered that he's urinating when the urine comes out? So each person will ask their rabbi what to do. We shouldn't have to come on to this. But if it's relevant halachically, then every person will have to ask. And when we're in a hospital, we have to know that sometimes there are pens, and that means we cannot necessarily say tehillim wherever we are in a hospital. We can't necessarily talk halacha. Every person has to verify for himself, depending on what ward he happens to be in, what he's allowed to do and what not. And this is very relevant. It's relevant right now. So every person should verify this, and you'll have to know it also when your wives give birth, Be'ezrat Hashem. So every person has to be in the hospital a few times in his life, hopefully for good occasions. So then you have to know. I mean, if you're in the delivery room, can you daven or can you not daven? Depends on how the delivery room is built, which section of the delivery room, etc. So this is all relevant. These are halachas that every person has to contend with in his life, hopefully on happy occasions, and every person will have to check out for himself.